happening locally. The news.
And let us take this morning's look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The employers called on the business community and workers to go to their workplaces today and not comply with the call to close the roads for 24 hours, which some union organizations and the Teachers Association have made, grouped in Alianza Pueblo Unidos por la Vida, which is against the mining contract. The president of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, Adolfo Fabrega, pointed out that they're asking the citizens to go to work this Thursday, today, and the government to guarantee free transit and enforce the Constitution. We Panamanians have shown that we know how to demonstrate peacefully and achieve what we demand. There is the mining moratorium. There are those who are vigilant in the Supreme Court of Justice for the ruling on Law 406, said Fabrega. He also said that the population has the right to complain and demonstrate against mining, against corruption, and the lack of responses from the national government, but at the same time, the right to work, to eat, to have access to health, and to education. If, as a Panamanian, you are upset and you're dissatisfied with mining, with corruption, with the lack of responses to the government, well, you have every right to express your opinion and complain. But you also have the right to work, to feed yourself, to have health and education, and for this we need to move freely. Today demands that today and always the government has to guarantee free transit and must enforce the Constitution, he stressed. Well, today, Thursday, the plenary session of the Supreme Court of Justice will hold the trial of the substitute representative of the Central American Parliament, that's Parlison, Christel Getzler. This is for the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering through the Blue Apple Company services. Sources from the judicial branch confirm that Getzler's trial will be held at 9 a.m. in the Gil Ponce Palace of Justice headquarters in Ancon. Judge Maria Eugenia Lopez Arias acts as prosecutor in the case, while her counterpart, Maria Cristina Chen Stanziola, serves as substantiator. The Parlison substitute deputy is linked to the Blue Apple case through the alleged acquisition of a car with funds from the payment of bribes from state contractors in the government of Ricardo Martinelli, which was 2009-14. In that administration, Getzler was an official in the Ministry of the Presidency, and her husband, Frank de Lima, served as Minister of Economy and Finance. It was reported that a total of 5 witnesses were adduced by the parties to be presented during the trial. On November the 30th, back in 2022, during the preliminary hearing, Judge Lopez requested that Getzler be brought to trial for the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering. The lawyers requested an acquittal verdict. In the Blue Apple case, the court still maintains in process the procedural break ordered by the second liquidating judge of criminal cases, Valeriza Martinez. This is regarding the brothers, Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares, who were also charged with the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering. If the court admits the procedural break of Martinez in the case of the Martinelli-Linares brothers, which would also be processed in the inquisitional system, a prosecutor and a magistrate judge of guarantees must be appointed. Children of former President Martinelli must be prosecuted, given that last August they were sworn in as substitute deputies of Parlison, a position in which they aspire to be re-elected in May of 2024. Last Monday, Judge Martinez handed down a damning verdict in this case against 8 people, including the former ministers of Public Works, Federico Suarez and Jaime Ford, and the businessman Ricardo Francolini. The Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology of Panama issued 2 surveillance notices yesterday, Wednesday, due to bad weather forecasts in the coming hours, a situation already reflected in several streets of the capital city. One of the IMHPA warnings indicates that intermittent and constant rains are expected in much of the country in the following hours, which increased the possibilities of sudden river flooding and landslides. The second warning is related to the formation of a tropical depression in the Caribbean north of Panama, which could increase rainfall and generate strong winds. Both the IHMPA notices are valid until tomorrow, Friday the 17th. In the capital city, flooded streets that were reported in different sectors, which is why drivers are asked to exercise caution. On Calle 44, Bella Vista and Via Argentina, several vehicles were trapped under currents of water. On Calle 50, traffic was slow due to the heavy rain. And there are also reports of flooded streets in Montelima, La Chorrera. The National Police reported on Wednesday that they arrested a person who is apparently linked to the murder of an official of the National Civil Protection System, CINAPROC. The incident occurred on Tuesday in Arihan, province of West Panama, where a co-worker of the victim was also injured. After the event, the police reported that they deployed an operation in the sector in coordination with the public ministry and arrested one person. According to data from the National Police, the incident occurred on El Rosario Street in Arihan. The preliminary report reflects that CINAPROC officials went to an appointment to purchase a car, but apparently it was a false sale and the purpose was theft. It was reported that the person who is supposedly linked to the incident was detained in the Salamanca sector and later placed under the orders of the Homicide and Femicide Prosecutor's Office of the province of West Panama. Now, apparently, there are other people linked to this criminal act. The first proceedings of the public ministry highlight that the officials were still purchasing a vehicle which was offered to them through a digital platform, already at the place to carry out the transaction. They were surprised by an unknown person who fired five shots at the vehicle where the officials were. It is presumed that he did this to steal the money from the purchase of the vehicle. The blockages of roads and the instability that has been experienced in Panama for several weeks now is leaving consequences in the tourism sector, and one of those affected is the high cruise season that began just at the end of October. Ernesto Oriac, tour operator and former president of the Panama Chamber of Tourism, CAMTUR, confirmed that the cruise line, Carnival Cruise Line, cancelled the docking schedule for yesterday, Wednesday, at the home port of Colón 2000 in the province of Colón. This is the Carnival Conquest cruise ship with a capacity of 2,980 guests and 1,150 crew members, which is already in Panamanian waters, according to tracking by maritimetraffic.com, but will not dock in Colón as planned. This cruise itinerary included stops in Georgetown, Grand Cayman, Puerto Limón, Costa Rica, Colón, Panama, and Cartagena, Colombia, but given the protests and the road blockages in Panama, they gave up the stopover in Colón and continued the route to Cartagena in Colombia. Oriac indicated that as a result of the road blockades in Colón, there are already three cruise lines that have reported that they will not dock or arrive at any of their cruise ships to stay between 1 and 2 days as home port in Panama, until access to free transit and safety is guaranteed to tourists and cruise passengers. It was argued that the situation generates a loss of an entire chain of tourist services, since for each cruise tourist who decides to get off and stay 2 or 3 days in Panama, income is generated for land transportation companies, local operators, hotels, restaurants, shopping centres, among others. It is estimated that per day for cruise tourists, the expense is about $300 to $500 for 2 or 3 days. The average length of stay of a visitor in Panama, according to the Panama Tourism Authority, was approximately 8 days in the first half of 2022, which totals $1,957 per tourist. That's an average of $245 a day spent in Panama. The country and the vast majority of those visitors are generated through cruise tourists. When consulted by La Prensa, Carnival Corporation and PLC responded that they monitor the situation that exists in Panama to take measures to protect the health, safety and well-being of guests and crew. We continue to visit Panama and the Panama Canal, which are extremely popular destinations loved by our guests. We're taking every precaution to protect the health, safety and well-being of our guests and the crew, and are closely monitoring the situation to determine what it means for our future voyages. We are communicating directly with our guests and crew about the situation and any possible adjustments to the itinerary, said Carnival Corporation and PLC. The State Savings Bank, Cajaoros, closed the accounts of the Single Union of Construction Workers, Suntrax. According to the Broad Front for Democracy, the FAD, the political arm of Suntrax, a serious attack is committed against union and citizen freedom. The savings bank closes accounts of Suntrax and Suntrax RL Cooperative. We repudiate this vile attack by economic power, the FAD wrote on their account on the social network X. The Cajaoros did not want to confirm the information or comment on it, citing the confidentiality of its clients. However, what happened would have been a decision adopted by the bank and did not respond to any instructions from the Superintendency of Banks of Panama. It was the bank's decision. Each bank must analyze the risk level of its clients to update its risk classification. I understand that there may have been unusual behavior, but these are issues that must be handled with the confidentiality of the case. But it was not an instruction from the Superintendency of Banks, said Superintendent Amoray Castillo. The Prince was able to observe a circuitor from Sal Mendez, General Secretary of Suntrax and former candidate for the Presidency of the Republic for the FAD, in which he communicates to the union membership that payments cannot be received through bank transfers, ACH. The union will only receive checks, cashier's checks, payable to Suntrax, and certified checks. Suntrax has carried out several demonstrations and road closures in rejection of Law 406 of 2023, which adopts that contract between the state and the mineral company in Donoso. Now, moving on to a little bit of good news. The National Secretariat of Energy announced the new regular fuel prices, which reflect a decrease and will come into force as of tomorrow, the 17th of November, Friday. According to the price table, 95-octane gasoline will sell for 0.935 of a dollar. This is per litre. And that's $3.54 a gallon. 91-octane will be at 0.890 per litre. And that works out to $3.36 per gallon. And low-sulfur diesel, that will be at 0.959 of a dollar, and that equates to $3.63 per gallon. It was reported that the price of 95 gasoline will register a decrease of 4 cents per litre. 91 gasoline will drop 3 cents and diesel 5 cents per litre. Now, it is important to note that these prices will be valid from 6 a.m. on Friday, tomorrow, until 5:59 on Friday, the 1st of December. Currently, 91-octane gasoline and diesel maintain a fixed subsidy price, and this is at $3.25 a gallon. The difference is assumed by the state before the shipping companies. 95 gasoline was excluded from the subsidy plan in April of this year. It should also be remembered that the Cabinet Council approved this Tuesday to extend for one more month until December the 14th the subsidy for 91-octane gasoline and diesel, so that they maintain the price of $3.25 per gallon. Well, there we go. That's a lit. That's quite a bit to get through there, and some of the things which were still being affected by due to these road closures. And today, well, I guess hunker down or do as the CCIEP say, get to work. That's it. There's our look. Those are some of the items in the news story compiled for you on this morning's programme.